I want to welcome you to a new episode of Sweet But Salty, the Bliss Point of Podcast. This episode is not in French, don't worry. Of course, I'm sticking to English. What else? But I wanted to revive the episode that we all thought was the best. Episode number 15, Manic Pixie Dream Girl, where I not just dropped unnecessary facts, a little bit of wisdom, and a lot of accents. But where I also talked about different concepts from film. And I really enjoyed that. You seem to really enjoy that. So first and foremost, to the person who gave my podcast a 5-star rating on iTunes, you're a gem. Thank you so much. You can't even imagine how much that means to me. Because after all, I'm just a girl having fun in her bedroom all by herself. No, seriously, I love recording this podcast. It's so much fun. And seeing that there's people out there who really like what I do and who have fun listening to me spill my mind, basically. Thank you so much for your support in whatever way it comes. So this episode is going live right after Easter 2021. I hope you had a beautiful weekend with your family, hopefully. You know, Easter is the time of renewal and letting go. It's basically a new beginning. And like Jesus, we can be revived during this time. I know it's a tough time, you know, things are crazy, but we can do this. Stay positive. Oh, dang. Stay optimistic. I hope you're not positive. I hope you're negative in the right way and positive in the right way. We got this. This episode is called Je crois en Dieu. In case you speak a little bit of French, you know what the title means. If not, I'm going to explain to you exactly why this episode is called that way. But yeah, today we're speaking about God and faith. And I know that my words could never do this topic justice, because who am I to talk about God and his greatness? The only thing I can tell you is how much strength my faith has given me, and that I've experienced firsthand how community, love, prayer, and faith can save lives, in that case my own, and pull you out of the deepest darkness. And I hope that I can go forward and bring a little bit of light into the world. I had an episode recorded that was very dark. It was very deep. It was basically me borderline crying. And then I thought, you know what? Faith, yes, it's a very serious topic. But after all, religion and faith is something ultimately positive and uplifting. By the way, I'm Roman Catholic, just so you know. And I want to talk about this with fun and enthusiasm and give you a great time. You know, above all, I want you to enjoy my podcast, to just be able to lean back, take something away from it. But, you know, just kind of do stuff that you feel like doing while listening to me, doing stuff I like doing. So I called this episode Je crois en Dieu because my godmother gifted me a crucifix from France that is quite old with that exact engraving. It was in a fairly bad condition when she gave it to me, but it was still immensely beautiful. And it was full of stains and dark patches on the parts that were made from metal. And the underground is made of wood, originally coated with red velvet. And you could totally tell the fabric was worn off and that the crucifix had a story to tell. So she gave it to me and said, "Do you know how to fix this? Or better said, how to restore this?" And I said yes, without even thinking about it. And of course, I don't know anything about restoration at all. But when the time had come, after more than a year and literally the craziest, darkest, hardest time of my life, and after my room had been renovated, I thought to myself, it's time to hang up the crucifix. So I had to disassemble it completely. I cleaned it, polished every single part by hand multiple times until, you know, the parts started shining. I removed the red velvet completely, and I wanted to give it a modern touch, one that would fit my life and my room and my aesthetics and myself. So I picked a dark gray fabric that I glued to the wooden underground, and then I placed everything back, put the tiny nails back in, and then I sent a photo to my godmother because I was super proud. And she was not amused. She thought it was way too dark and asked me if I could change something about it. So I painted the fabric silver. And now this crucifix is on my wall. And I know it comes with a lot of history and a lot of places it has seen. And I see the stains that remain on it that can't be removed and that I wouldn't want to remove. And I see the fabric that I chose to give it my own touch. I see all these things. And when I look at it, I can say from the bottom of my heart, je crois en Dieu. I believe in God. And above all, this little story shows you that I'm doing it my own way. I honestly feel very spiritual when I pray because it brings me closer to me and to who I truly am and what I really feel and think. But, you know, I pray my way. There are obviously prayers and I know them. But above all, I think praying is a connection to God and a dialogue that you have with Him. And just like I basically took what I was given, you know, the crucifix with all its history and all the craftsmanship and all the thought and all the time that was put into creating it. And I just gave it my own twist and made it my own. And that's above all what faith and living according to your faith is about. It's doing it your own way. And believing in God has nothing to do with being fanatic or overly spiritual or losing connection to reality. The beautiful thing is that you do have guidelines and principles, but it's completely up to you what you make of it. You know, God has created you. I call Him God. You may call it spirit, universe. I don't know what exactly you believe in, but God has created you to shape this world and to leave it better than you found it. You can change things you don't like, and you can always choose what agrees with you and what doesn't. And now my mom's calling. All right, I'm back. I had to order some pizza. Seriously. No, where was I? There is one thing I want to touch on. You know, there is a huge and important distinction between faith and church. Church is ultimately an institution led by people, and people are people. We're not perfect. We have flaws and, you know, we don't make the best decisions. But the basic idea and concept of what a church is, which is a community of people who believe in the same principles, the same values, and the same God, that's what church is about. And that's what faith is about. Faith is about coming together, being a community, living in alignment with other people, the world, and most importantly, with yourself. And if you take one thing away from this episode, make it this. The ultimate golden rule. Treat other people the way that you want to be treated. And then everything in your life will fall into place. And there you have your ultimate moral compass. I should maybe touch a little bit on why this topic is important to me in the first place. I don't know if people my age these days have a connection to God, but I remember when I was 3 years old and we'd go to church and there is a big cathedral in the city I live in, which is very beautiful. And I have a thing for Gothic architecture because it scares me. I'm fascinated by things that scare me. And I remember being in awe as a child, completely frightened, but in awe. Because it was so dark and huge, and it had this particular smell and this almost painful air to it. You know, there was a certain heaviness that I felt. But today, I feel very calm when I'm in church. I love the light. I love the paintings, the sculptures, the architecture. I just love the feeling I have when I'm there. I feel very calm and connected, and I just like that very much. And as I grew up at like 16, 17, and later on, as I started studying design in particular, I kind of lost the connection to my faith because I tend to rationalize things in general. And I don't think there is much you can rationalize about faith. You know, you either believe or you don't. That's the point. It asks you to believe in something and to give everything you have into God's hands, basically. To believe in His power without having 100% certainty that He's really there. I can only encourage you to look into the things that have happened in Medjugorje. Medjugorje is a place of pilgrimage in Bosnia and Herzegovina, and amazing things have happened there. People who were terminally ill got healed from one second to the other, and so many lives have been changed through visits to this place. The special thing about Medjugorje is that there are 6 seers who receive messages from the Gospa, the Blessed Virgin Mary. the messages that the Gospa sends through the seers are very uplifting, and it's so fascinating and so beautiful to read and hear the stories of people who have come out strong and healthy and full of faith and energy after visiting Medjugorje. And if you're into things like that, I encourage you to look into it. It's, you know, a recommendation that comes from my heart. As I've said, I had my fair share of doubt, especially after graduating high school. There was a time when I was completely disconnected from God. I didn't really go to church except maybe for Christmas and Easter, but that was about it. And I can only tell you, in my experience, God has his ways of teaching us lessons that we need to learn. I had a very profound health journey, so to say. I don't know if I'll ever have the guts to record this. It's going to be intense if I decide to speak about it, but basically at the end of 2019, I broke down completely and I was not myself. I felt awful and I was full of fear. After everything I'd been through before, health-wise and also life-wise, so to say, mainly a lot of work, a lot of studying, a lot of stress, that was kind of the wake-up call I needed. And there's my mom again. Okay, well, it was about the pizza, obviously. trying to be professional. Trying so hard to be professional. I'm really giving it my all, but like, I love you, Mom. Okay, I was explaining how basically a really weird form of illness was the wake-up call I needed, and I received that. And I think that you always grow with your challenges, you know, even though I'm small and physically I'm not the strongest, no doubt about that, but I think mentally I'm pretty strong. And my faith in God came back through all this time. It was really important to me, and I had neglected that part of myself. And I don't know if you are religious or not, but I can assure you there is something you believe in, be that family or certain values or make it money, you know, but there's something that you believe in your life. And I can only tell you, make the things that you believe in something substantial. My faith in God gave me back the faith in myself. And I hope that whatever you believe in gives you faith in yourself. And we're not talking arrogance or fake confidence. We're talking faith in your abilities and in your dreams and in all the things that you want to achieve in your life. Yeah, so I think I said everything I wanted to say. I can only encourage you again to listen to my Manic Pixie Dream Girl episode. It's episode number 15. And in the course of this episode, I also talked about different concepts in film, and I found another concept that fits the topic of this episode perfectly. Again, I'm gonna have to morph into British, and I'm working on my British accent. Don't come at me. The concept that I picked is called Deus Ex Machina. Deus Ex Machina means God from the machine in English, and it is a plot device whereby a seemingly unsolvable problem in a story is suddenly and abruptly solved by an unexpected and unlikely occurrence. Its function can be to resolve an otherwise irresolvable plot situation, to surprise the audience, to bring the tale to a happy ending, or act as a comedic device. So the term was coined from the conventions of ancient Greek theater, where actors who were playing gods were brought onto stage using a machine. The machine could be either a crane used to lower actors from above, or a riser, which brought them up through a trapdoor. And the device is associated mostly with Greek tragedy, although it also appeared in comedies. Now, if that isn't the ultimate expression of what happened to me, like, I was definitely in an otherwise irresolvable situation in my life, and it took this thing that happened to me to bring the tale to a happy ending, or at least put me on the right track again. So I thought this was really nice. And to wrap this up, I can only tell you one thing. Life is so short. You never know how much time you have left. So don't waste a single moment, not even a second, thinking that the time hasn't come for whatever you want to do. Ditch perfectionism and everything you think you need to accomplish before you're ready to do something. Because what if something happens that throws you off completely, as it happened to me? You never know. Just give it your all. Be crazy, be spontaneous, do whatever you feel like. You won't regret it. You will only regret things that you don't do. So I wish you a beautiful day, maybe with snow, maybe with sunshine. We have both currently. Yeah, check my Insta to see the beautiful crucifix and me. And and now my dad's calling. Wow, okay. I don't even know what to say. Like, seriously, God bless you. And God bless everyone making pizza these days. Bye.